The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
29 Ukrainians who are living in Black Rock in South County Dublin. So they have been told that they are going to be relocated to three separate hotels, one near City West, one near Liffey Valley, and one in Temple Bar. They've been living in Black Rock for almost 2 years. And so upset are not just those Ukrainians, but people in the Black Rock community that they've set up a lobby group effectively to try to change the minds of those in the Department of Children as to this decision. Dennis is the owner of the house in Black Rock where these people have been living, these 29 Ukrainians have been living. Dennis, you're very welcome to the show. So what's the issue with the property itself? It was a commercial property, it was converted, and why now are people being asked to leave?
Yeah, so yeah, it's an office block that was converted for emergency use first year of the war, so in Christmas 2022. And, you know, we experienced our first arrival, a bus of Ukrainian families just before Christmas that year. They've been with it since. They've settled it. If that first Christmas, the community came out with gifts and a huge, huge welcome. The children, first week of January 23, marched off to a local school. Great welcome for them. They were enrolled into classes. And it's such a transition for them to come from very, very difficult areas, but they really have integrated so well. The children in schools, they're mostly mothers, parents, have got jobs locally. They have got places in further education. And so they're really, really integrated. And now, you know, as the first day of their third effectively school year, a letter arrived to say that their centre was to be closed and they would get further information and within 48 hours we'd be moved to a hotel outside Dublin, which would mean that they would lose all of the things they had built up over the last 2 years. So the building itself is absolutely ideal in terms of it was residential. It became commercial for the last 40 years. It's okay for emergency use. It's not ideal. People are living in bunk beds. They're living in rooms, very close quarters. But they have made it their home. It's become their own community within a community. So to now come along and say, okay, and this is happening all over Ireland, not just in Black Rock, but this is the one that we're dealing with. Three other centres were closed in Dunleary, Rathdown area. The last three, this will be the last of its type in the whole of Dunleary, Rathdown. And they'll be moved not from self-catering, where they can buy their own food, cook their own food, wash, laundry, everything, to a hotel accommodation, which in terms of value for money is, we did a rough calculation, so it's 600,000 a year more expensive to be in a hotel for this type of group. So for 2 years, it'd be almost 1.2 million. So it's not about value for money. Property is very safe. They're very, very happy there. They're completely integrated as a group. But individually, when you talk to an individual and hear their story, that's when you really say, this isn't right. And, you know, that's what happened. Today, the buses came. The buses that were proposed, we heard about at the beginning of September, they arrived today. And we hadn't got, over the month, we did not get a resolution with the department. I mean, I'm sure the department's done fantastic work in the initial days, scrambling all the accommodation together. But now as they start to unwind, it's just got to take note of the circumstances of people.
Yeah.
And maybe not just say, you know, as the sessions, we're clearing up the database. These are people and they've got their kids, you know, in school. And that's what we're up against. It has not been possible to get a revisit the decision so that it would look, maybe say better information, maybe a better decision, or even extend that we could look at private accommodation in the area. So there's been a call out for accommodation with parents. We're looking at owners to see, can we accommodate it with rent supplement or an ARP payment? And it's been no, no. And finally, for the rent supplements on Friday, another no. So we've run out of options. The buses have arrived. 20 are now in limbo. They haven't gone with the buses. and they're still in situ, but that means they're still going out to work. Yeah. Kids are still going out to school, and our third Christmas is coming up in the property. We've got to find a solution.
So this is part of the state's kind of winding down of support and effectively telling people you've got to kind of support yourselves into the future. Yeah, you're no longer staying in accommodation kind of, that we're supplementing.
There's two kind of sides to it. One has been for new people coming, that's really toughened up. So that the 9th grade thing. Okay, this is for people who've integrated into the economy, into society. So let's call her, give her to Katrina. Okay, and she has emergency nurse from Mariupol, has daughter, gets out somehow, gets to City West, and is now in BlackRock. She has her child in school, child in GAA club. She's not just that, but she's working locally in, let's call it a forecourt, serving, you know, every Irish person wants their chicken fillet roll. That is what she's doing. But on top of all that, she's retraining to be a nurse to make a contribution. So that's what we're talking about pulling out, and we talk about cleaning up the database, or we talk about consolidation. Behind it, you got to look at all these individual cases. And BlackRock is just one of about 150. But I think it certainly should not have been a priority on the list. It's not a hotel. It's not a guest house. It's not non-compliant. People are completely integrated. So as we say, we engagement is required, and a wider look at all the other closures and say, look, the whole thing about temporary protection was about access to suitable accommodation, access to employment, access to education. That's completely frustrated. You end up no fixed abode, no roots. You end up with the direct provision model that was never supposed to happen.
Yeah.
The last.
But the other thing, Dennis, that strikes me is like a lot of these families, if after City West and Tampa Barra and Liffey Valley, to go off and find private accommodation, the cost that it is, that they're going to be applying, a lot of them, for rent supplement and housing assistance payments, for HAP payments as well.
They're not allowed to apply for HAP payment, Kieran.
On
the rent supplement. The costs of a rent supplement, you still have to contribute your 40 euros a week. It's 160 a month. If you're earning, it comes lower. So it is just normal, but it is a fraction of putting people into hotels and pulling them out of society. So it's really got to be looked at. It's an area it's a very, very big part of government policy and Department of Integration and Children. We need to lift the lid on this. We're not going to be looking back in this in a few years' time and say, how come this all happened and we were asleep at the wheel, we didn't look what was happening? Because we have 100,000 Ukrainians in the country. If we start now, you know, just moving them around and ripping them out of jobs, education and so on, the damage to the children, cohesion, community, that's not what we want. We want people who can look at the department, look at the contracts they have, at their vacancies and so on, where they may be a little bit overeager and overcommitted in some of their contracts. But the cost should not be on the individuals and who are doing their bit.
Well, let's speak to one of those individuals. Diana Karchuk is with us. She has been living here in BlackRock for the last couple of years. Diana, you're very welcome to the programme. Thank you for speaking to us. When did you...
Hello.
When did you arrive in Ireland?
I arrived in December 2022. Yeah.
And what happened in Ukraine? Why did you come here?
I born in Eastern Ukraine, and my native city is Sverdlovsk, Lugansk region, and it has been separated from Ukraine because it's Russian now, and life there is very tough. And when I found out about Ireland that we can have support from Ireland, so I decided to move with my daughter to Ireland to find the peaceful and quiet place for our lives.
And what have you and your daughter been doing in BlackRock? What are you doing? I understand you're doing some work and you're also studying. Is that right?
Yeah, I work as a florist, and also I went to college in Don Liri, Selinogan College, and my daughter goes to Carisford School, and all our lives organized around our house, so in very close to each other. And only because of this, it's we can have our life in good life, yeah. You know? Yeah, and it's makes me upset because we have to move out and we have to leave our area and lose our life, which we built so hard. So,
Have you tried, Diana, to find somewhere to live yourself in that part of Dublin? I know it's very expensive.
Yeah, I know it's expensive, but we were trying to find some apartments or room. But you know, one second. Sorry about my English.
No, it's perfect. Keep going.
Education here started, so, and a lot of places is full, like filled about students, and it's very hard because we found out about eviction at September in September, I think 9 maybe. Yeah, and my daughter already went to school. She went to the first class, so it's very very bad time to for move out, you know.
Yeah, it is a terrible time to move out, and that's a situation not just you find yourself in, Diana, a lot of your friends and recent neighbours there as well. So listen, thank you for speaking to us. Diana Karchuk is a Ukrainian resident, one of those earmarked for, moving to either Temple Bar, Liffey Valley or City West, and where they've been living in Blackrock. The Blackrock Community Alliance is this group that has been formed in support of the Ukrainians. I mean, it's an awful story. That they find themselves in. At the same time, there's kind of something kind of vaguely positive about a community rallying around a group of migrants who've moved into the area, given everything we've experienced here in the last couple of years. So I'll take at least that from it. 087 1400 106 is the number if you want to get in touch. One listener says, I'm very sorry for those people, but I'd love to live in Blackrock and I can't afford it. And there's people from Blackrock that can't afford to live there. There's people on the housing list for 50 years and they can't get a rental house in Blackrock. That's life. It is true that housing is in short supply in Blackrock and elsewhere. It should be said, though, just, and maybe it's my fault I wasn't quite clear, this is a commercial building that has been modified for use of the Ukrainians. This isn't going to go to anybody on a housing list. This will just go back to commercial use, or it'll have to be completely renovated from top to bottom. So if you think that these Ukrainians are keeping people in the housing list out of these buildings, out of these homes, they're not homes. They're in bunk beds in an old office building.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.